it was my pleasure to welcome you as the current Speaker of the New Zealand Parliament. I think I still have another day or so to go before the sword comes down. Of course, we've just had an election, a coalition discussion, democracy has played its part, and a new government is being sworn in, I think. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister elected and the ministers will be meeting with them shortly. Can I just say it's great to have the opportunity to welcome you to New Zealand. It was certainly a pleasure to meet the minister during my visit 2 years ago to Dublin, a very memorable occasion for me to visit your country. And we are absolutely thrilled to hear the announcement yesterday that you're going to establish a diplomatic post here in Wellington. So welcome, sir. Please enjoy your stay.
Well, I've got to be an honour to sit 15 floors to share. And I just said in my own language, thank you very much for the warm welcome. I'm delighted to be accompanied, representing the Irish government by Minister Flanagan, amazing government. I think that, and may I wish you well with vindications of democracy you make in these smooth transitions. And all of us who have had backgrounds and politics know that that is how it must be, that is how it is. And thank you for the reference to the opening of the embassy. We're delighted to be able to, I was delighted to be able to convey the decision of government of the opening in the embassy of New Zealand, and indeed to welcome the fact that you've taken the decision to open the resident embassy of Dublin. It makes an enormous amount of sense. I think particularly Minister Flanagan's former Minister for Foreign Affairs, but really particularly through the United Nations multilateral system. There are so many occasions when again and again Ireland and New Zealand find themselves on the same page. When we joined the United Nations, perhaps the most significant event for us was leading the discussion of the non-proliferation treaty